So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm your host, Pepper. Back in July, council members Jennifer Campbell and Kent Lee proclaimed August 17th to be Coats Disease Awareness Day in the city of San Diego, the first city in the U.S. to have this specific proclamation. On the line to tell us more about Coats disease, a rare retinal condition that can cause blindness, is Jack McGovern, who was diagnosed with Coats at the age of 11, prompting his parents to create the Jack McGovern Coats Disease Foundation. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Pepper. Yeah, I'm very happy to join. Thanks for having me.
Jack, start by telling us, why is this proclamation important?
Well, I have worked in local government for the past 5 to 6 years. My father has worked in politics and government for a long time. And a very important role for an elected official is to issue proclamations, resolutions that honor or raise awareness about events or situations or conditions that the public needs to know. And a proclamation from a local government that you just mentioned can really raise awareness for a rare eye disease like Coats disease. So when San Diego issues this, it really allows the public of San Diego to learn and understands what the few amount of patients who have Coats disease go through, and to learn more about it, to get aware, and to possibly join in support of these patients.
What causes Coats disease?
That is a very good question, and that question is part of the reason our organization, the Jack McGovern Coats Disease Foundation, was founded. The exact cause of Coats disease is unknown, but it is believed to occur sporadically, meaning we don't think it's inherited. Coats disease, it's a rare eye disorder for our listeners who may not know a lot about it, that mostly affects young children, mostly boys, and is characterized by abnormal development of blood vessels in the retina. So that's the light sensitive layer at the back of the eye. In Coats disease, those blood vessels in the retina become leaky. They leak the fluid, or exudate, as it's called, underneath the retina. And that causes retinal detachment, resulting in vision loss or even blindness. What causes this? We don't know. And that's why our organization was founded, was to raise awareness, to find out what the causes are, to prevent and cure the disease.
Is there a gene associated with Coats?
Well, overall, while genetics might play a role in a small number of cases or in certain syndromes, Coats disease is, we don't think it's generally considered to be a genetic disorder. Now, research is ongoing to better understand underlying mechanisms, including any potential genetic contributions. Our foundation are actually working with Genentech to identify a gene. But again, we're not sure, and this is why we're working so hard.
What are the symptoms of Coats disease?
There are multiple symptoms. They include decreased vision in one eye, possibly two, misalignment of the eyes or lazy eyes, a yellow eye reflex. instead of the normal red reflex when light is shown into the eye. So that's, you see those in photos. So in pictures that you'll see, sometimes you'll see a red eye around someone's eyeball. In conditions like Coates disease, yellow eye can show up, and it's a good indicator that you need to go see your eye doctor. So those are the general symptoms.
Tell us about your journey with Coates disease.
When I was 11 years old, I woke up one morning. I was actually a sleepover with friends, and I opened one of my eyes. And what I saw was the equivalent to when you look at the sun too long. And the after image of the sun follows you around in your vision. And I thought to myself, well, I was just asleep, so there couldn't have been an opportunity for me to look at the sun. And being 11 years old, I tried to wave it off and think, well, maybe it'll go away. So I waited a couple of days and then finally decided this isn't going away. So I told my mom. My mom then scheduled a doctor's appointment right away because she is a good mom and knows that her son's eyesight needs to be handled right away. I went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor made me go through some vision tests, and I couldn't see the big E on the eye test with my left eye, which is the Coates eye. My doctor then referred me to a retina specialist in San Francisco where I live. I'm lucky enough to live in a location with one of the top pediatric retinal specialists in the world, Dr. Jumper. I was referred to Dr. Jumper, went there that day, and was lucky enough to be diagnosed that day. It was a hard diagnosis to hear because I was told this is something I was going to have for the rest of my life. And to know that this condition would affect my eyesight for the rest of my life was very hard to hear at that time. And I was lucky enough, as I said, to have such supportive parents, community around me, and some of the best doctors in the world that I was able to receive treatment and my vision is now stable. Though my parents started this foundation, the Jack McGovern Coates Disease Foundation, as a promise to me that they were never going to stop looking for a cure. And I have been honored to continue that legacy of theirs in continuing that promise for everybody who has Coates disease.
How long did it take to get diagnosed?
I was lucky. As I have said, I live in San Francisco and have access to some of the best doctors in the world. And I was diagnosed right away when I came in for an appointment. One of the main issues that we have tried to solve for is that not everybody lives in a San Francisco or a New York or Los Angeles where there are these doctors who know about Coates disease. So we have tried to extend the expertise of these amazing doctors across the world. And we have formed a doctor directory on our website, curecoates.com, where people can find the nearest doctor to them who knows about Coates disease. So I was lucky enough to be diagnosed as early as possible, which leads to treatment as early as possible, which leads to saving as much vision as possible. And we want to make sure that everyone who has Coates disease has that same opportunity.
Tell us about the treatments that you received.
I received three laser eye surgeries, which cauterized those leaky blood vessels near my retina. And one surgery where I went under anesthesia and they cut into my eye because the scar tissue that forms from the laser eye surgeries were pulling on my retina and distorting my vision. So in total, I received four surgeries, but there's no cure for the disease. And a patient lives with this disease for the rest of their lives. It can progress the disease in later years and might even require the removal of the eye if treatment is not done in time or effectively. So this is why our organization exists.
I'm speaking with Jack McGovern of the Jack McGovern Coates Disease Foundation. You mentioned that Coates disease primarily afflicts infants and children and mostly males. So what can a parent do at home to see if their child might have Coates or another retinal disorder?
That's an excellent question. There's a way to use the flash feature on your smartphone or camera. So make sure the red eye reduction feature is turned off. If you see a red eye, in one eye and a yellow or white reflection in the other, the child should be seen by an ophthalmologist right away. There are also some apps that scientists are working on that might help. And we have all of this information on our website, curecoats.org. And I'll say that it's very important to test your child's eyes using this photo process because it can show you if they have some problems with their eyesight. And especially if you have young children, anywhere between 6 months to 3 years old who can't communicate if they're having issues with their eyes, this is a very good way to take the initiative and see if there are some issues going on in there.
What impact does Coats disease have on a child's life?
It can have a range of impacts on a child's life. Some concrete examples, right? The teachers may need to accommodate a student by seating them closer to the blackboard, for example. If your child wants to play sports, patients should wear protective goggles or helmets when playing sports. The number one priority being to protect the non-Coats eye from damage when playing sports. But Coats patients like me can be active, play sports if they want, and do anything that others can do. For example, I went to school, went to college. I played college lacrosse at the Division I level. I have my full-time job today, and it hasn't slowed me down or impacted me in a way where I couldn't do anything that I wanted to do.
Tell us more about the Jack McGovern Coats Disease Foundation. What are the charity's priorities?
The Jack McGovern Coats Disease Foundation was founded by my parents, Tina and Ed McGovern. They founded the foundation with the promise that they were going to find a cure for this disease. And the promise was initially made to me, and it has been extended to every patient that has Coats disease. So our priorities for the foundation are funding research, raising awareness of the disease among pediatricians and school vision screeners so that a child is diagnosed before they lose their sight, providing resources and information to parents and patients. For example, we have the worldwide doctor directory of retina specialists who are experienced in treating Coats. And again, that doctor directory is of particular importance. I was lucky enough to live in San Francisco where there was a specialist who could treat me, but many people with Coats disease don't live near enough to a retina specialist who can diagnose the disease. So our foundation provides that resource where you can find the nearest specialist so that your child can get treated right away.
Why do you fund research?
Simply to find a cure. We have extended the promise of my parents searching for a cure for me to all patients who have Coats disease. Our foundation is made up of a group of volunteers, doctors, funding specialists who are dedicated to serving the people who have Coats disease. We want to find a cure for this disease so that people can retain and get their eyesight back to live as full of lives as possible.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I've been speaking with Jack McGovern of the Jack McGovern Coats Disease Foundation. How can a concerned parent contact you?
Our website is curecoats.org. That is curecoats.org. You can find us on all popular social media sites at curecoats, and all of the relevant emails and questions that you have can be found on curecoats.org. We've come a long way since the days where my mother had her personal cell phone number on the website and was taking calls throughout the day and night. We still do that every now and then, but all of our relevant information and who to contact is on curecoats.org.
And is there anything else you think we should know?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me. Coats disease is a very challenging condition. It can affect young children who may not be able to communicate that they are having vision problems. I think parents who know about the condition know what steps they can take to take the initiative, like we mentioned, of using the red light photos to see if their child has whites in their eyes, can really take care of their children's vision if they're not able to communicate. And if your child is able to communicate, make sure you're talking to them and asking if they are having any vision issues on a regular basis and taking them to the eye doctor. These are steps you can take to have some control over a condition which we don't know much about yet. But our goal as our foundation is to learn, to raise money, to raise awareness, to find a cure for this disease so that patients with Coats disease can live a full, happy life with as much vision as possible. And I just want to say again, thank you for having me.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. Give us your website one more time.
It is curecoats.org. That's cure, C-U-R-E, coats, C-O-A-T-S.org.
Again, thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.